Time for our Finally Friday conversation. First Friday of the month, we reserve for the folks at Northwoods Community Realty here in Tomahawk. And we get a different cast of characters every time. It seems like Jackie Leonard's here with us, and so is Keith Ancy. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's Steve Garrison doing out there?
He's doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you seen him lately?
I saw Steve a few weeks ago, but I saw Opie.
Yeah, I haven't run into Steve. I've been waiting all week since the last time that you were here to run into Steve one of these days and say, "Hey, Jeff." Opie, I messed that up last.
You're not the first one.
Not the first. Okay,
no,
good.
Not the first one.
So I'm in great company, right?
Yes. Yes.
Got it. Well, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
Jackie Leonard, there's a website called Rate My Agent. And I'm seeing Northwoods Community Realty showing up prominently there. We've never talked about this, and so is this something brand new? These are really kind of nice accolades here, Jackie. Is this brand new, or is this something that's been around a while, and I'm just seeing it for the first time now?
Yeah, so it's it has been around for a while, and we've always tried to get reviews on every sale, and that's part of that system is. Making sure, keeping track of how you're rating with your clients. And so if you're just putting on the sales that, went well,
right,
you could get those 5 stars. But this is keeping track of, you have to have a percentage of your sales that people actually respond and give you a rating.
So it's based on real things that real people have said.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's been a great system because, we get that feedback from our clients, and we always want to make sure that, we're not missing anything. And if anything ever goes wrong, I just ask my clients, I'm like, please tell me what we can do better, because it just helps us, whether it be me or my staff or something happened in between, a miscommunication, we really try to make sure we're communicating with everybody throughout the whole process. And, I have 2 assistants that, keep track of everything from accepted offer to close, and you've been through that situation.
Yep.
And we really try to make sure that we're on top of every question or something that might come up. And it's good because sometimes in a transaction, you're like, well, I really wish I would have known about this a little earlier, like whether it be title work, or I wish this would have been explained to me a little better. And we've learned over my 20 years, I've learned what people are confused about, or they ask the question. Sometimes people go, well, this is probably a stupid question, but there is no stupid question,
right?
Because I do this every day, and we forget as real estate agents that you don't do it every day,
right?
So something that seems like very simple to us, and we're like, well, of course, and you might not know that. So we really tried to take those questions and make sure that we're covering them. And it's really helped with our ratings over the last couple of years.
Top 20 nationwide, and in little old Tomahawk here, Jackie, I think that is huge. I think that's crazy cool. I mean, top 20% nationwide on Rate My Agent, Northwoods Community Realty. I think that says a lot.
Yeah, so to be in the top 20% for ratings, and especially, in our little small area.
I can say from our personal experience, the way you dot T's and or dot I's and cross T's, I should say, I can't believe anybody's doing it any better, because anytime we had a question, you were right there with the answer. If you didn't know the answer, you had it within a couple minutes. You know exactly where to go to look it up. So when people are going through this process, it can be kind of nerve-wracking. To have somebody there that knows how to answer every single question, I think that's a fantastic feather to have in your cap, Jackie.
Yeah, that's just that's experience that every transaction comes up with something else. And it's one of the things I like about real estate. It's always changing. There's always different things. And I learn stuff, every year. There's always something new in the way real estate is done, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always changing.
But the stuff that people don't usually think of, the kind of dirt that's on this property, the water that's on this property, and here in Lincoln County, we see a lot of this, but over here in Oneida County, we don't see as much. All that information, the way you had it right at the top, was just, mm-hmm. I thought it was impressive. It also says one of the most trusted agents and price expert. What do those two ratings mean?
Yeah, so the trusted agent is just, of course, that's based off of, how many stars you're getting, and that people are trusting you to to do everything through the process. And the price expert is making sure that things are priced correctly. So being within a certain percentage, you know, making sure you're not totally overpricing something and you're sitting there having to reduce the price all the time, because that in the end, especially in this market, I can't stress how that really hurts you.
Yeah.
And then making sure that, you know, we're getting things off the market, you know, in a period of time. You don't want to underprice it, but on the other hand, you know, overpricing in this market has really not been good for listings. And I have one right now. We finally got an accepted offer this week, you know, but he wanted to be a little higher, and we're always willing to, you know, like, if we give you our opinion, and I tell people all the time, it's your house,
right?
You know, we can try it higher. If that's what you are instructing me to do, I can certainly price it higher, and, you know, we can see how it goes. But then we need to have a conversation down the road.
Well, kudos. Rate My Agent is a nationwide thing. To be in the top 20%, again, I think that's just it's a huge thing. Congratulations on these numbers, Jackie and Keith, both of you. And I'm sure everybody, it's a team effort over there. And so it takes a team to get numbers like this. So congratulations. This is outstanding stuff. Let's start talking about listing in the wintertime. Sometimes we've had conversations way back when, before the situation we're in right now, we had conversations about, well, not a lot of people do a lot in the wintertime. So we had talks about how to get the property ready for winter and things like that. But it's a totally different thing now. As far as sales in the wintertime, what are you two seeing right now as far as sales in the wintertime and how that compares to wintertime sales in the past?
Well, it's actually really a good time, especially with the winter we had last year and the winter we're having right now, because you can see the property, you can see the land, you can see the beachfront, you can see the whole home, opposed to walking around in 2 feet of snow and, you know, you can't look at the roof, you can't really see what the landscape looks like. But as far as the market wise, there's not a lot of inventory out there right now, so it's still a really good time to list. You're not going to have a lot of competition in that same price range, and we still have buyers that are looking to get houses.
Keith, what do you see as the most desirable price range right now for people that are sitting on a house? And I always think that there's somebody who's on the fence right now. We just need to get them over the fence one way. That what is the what's the most desirable thing that people are asking you as far as price goes?
I would still say the 150 to 300.
Okay,
that single family home. Maybe somebody needs to get a little bigger house, or somebody's looking to downsize. That seems to be the biggest thing I'm seeing right now.
Jackie, would you concur?
Yeah, just the first time home buyers, you know, and like you said, and especially, you know, that 200,
yeah,
50
right
is probably
there.
The sweet spot. And, you know, of course, anything on water under, you know, probably even under 400.
Are there many of those left out there on the water under 400?
No.
Yeah.
And they go so fast. You know, those are still the ones that we have multiple offers on.
Okay. So it's still a good idea to list right now, even though it might go off generational information. Throw it out the window, because we're in a very unique situation right now. And so think of it as just that way. Think of it as an opportunity. So when you're getting your property ready to sell in the wintertime, there are some things that you have to do. And so what are some of the things that we need to look out for and make sure that we those, again, the I's dotted and the T's crossed when it comes to getting the property ready in the wintertime? What are some of the things we got to do?
Yeah, so wintertime, you know, I just listed a house on Nokomis, and of course we had some weird melting weather, little rain, and so it was a ice skating rink out front, so we had to do some sanding for sure, you know, just making sure that access to the property is, you know, taken care of, shoveling a path. And a lot of people, they're like, well, I'm not going to be here. And this was also a cabin. So, you know, part of it is winterized, making sure that, you know, we have instructions for the agents, you know, to make sure that things are closed and different areas are heated. A lot of times you go to a cabin and it's being shown and they have the doors open to the cabinets so that the heat can get underneath of, you know, to the plumbing. So we always make sure that our agents are instructed to leave things the way they found them, especially in the wintertime and stuff, and making sure that people don't use the restroom, because, you know, everything's shut down and right. that type of thing. So we really try to take those precautions and make sure, because those are the worries that we have. You know, people are like, well, I want to list my property in wintertime, but I'm worried about this, this, and this. So we try to make sure that we take care of those items and we have good instructions. Because in the wintertime, and with the listing that is on, I mean, you could, there's probably a handful of waterfront properties right now, okay. like a handful.
Right.
And in May, there's going to be
a lot more, hopefully.
100.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you could be on this short list or you could be on this very long list in spring. And, you know, and granted, there's probably more buyers looking in spring, but there's so many buyers that are pented up, you know, especially with the waterfront in that 500 and under, that are constantly looking because they just, they've been looking for years and they just haven't been able to find something.
I would also assume that you should never get out of your vehicle and start looking around a property that's for sale without the agent there. So that should go without saying, but I know it happens.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year, you should definitely not do it, because if you're walking on somebody's septic drain field here, you could create some damage. And so, again, it's important to have just stay off of the property if you don't have an agent, right? That's just a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, the septic is the big thing, especially with no snow cover to insulate that.
Yeah.
And if somebody's not familiar with the property, you may be driving over a drain field to turn around, you know, walking, or if you take your ATV or somebody parks it over there, you know, that's the biggest worry, is nobody is living there. And if that septic freezes up, you don't know it until it's sold and they buy,
right.
you know, and get into there. And then, you know, the other thing is, if they do keep their house heated while they're not there, you know, have a Wi-Fi thermostat, or if you don't have Wi-Fi, maybe a lamp that's controlled by a temperature sensor. So a red light bulb goes on and your neighbor knows that, hey, or the listing agent drives by and you see that red light on, you know that the temperature inside the house has dropped.
These are another reasons why I think it's a good idea to talk to real estate professionals, because especially with seasonal property up here as well, you know that you got somebody looking out for your stuff that's a professional, been there, done that. You can rest assured that it's going to be treated exactly the way they would treat it if they were here themselves. Mm-hmm. Another good idea to use a very good firm. Anything else on listing in the winter before we move on? Because we have some other cool stuff to talk about.
Nope, I think that's it.
How about some statistics? That's on my note sheet here. Are we looking at stats from 2024?
We are,
okay.
And we had a great year this year. All of our agents, you know, worked really hard, and in a tough market when there wasn't a whole lot to sell, you know, you just have to, you have to work twice as hard because you have to write a bunch of offers that aren't going to come together.
Yeah.
So, and it is one of those things that I'm very proud of all of our agents, and we had a great year and worked really hard. Came back from last year. Last year was tough, you know, just a lot more offers without getting accepted. So this year, the market kind of loosened up a little bit, allowed our buyers that we've had for a long time able to get something in this competitive market. And, you know, Northwoods Community Realty has been the top office in the Tomahawk area for...
it's been a while.
Very long time.
Okay.
So I would say at least the last 10 years, I should have looked that stat up. But it's just one of those things where I just think I don't want to, you know, toot my own horn because of that stat. It's just that we want people to know that we are a very active agent or office in this market and know it very well. It just brings that experience and it's the marketing and the whole package that really is why that stat is there. And I've always pushed that, you know, our marketing is just a bar ahead of, you know, what other people are doing. We're really, I'm a very tech person. I've always loved every new bell and whistle that's going to come out. I'm going to be looking at it. I'm going to be using it. You know, we're just making sure that we are doing everything we can possible to get your property the most amount of exposure.
In the market that we're in right now, it's like maybe they run in cycles. Correct me if I'm wrong, but real estate markets can run in cycles. And if you're not following that particular pattern during that cycle, you may be left behind. And so you got to stay ahead of these trends that are out there. And this is, you can't be running a real estate firm this year the same way you did it 5 years ago, can you?
No. And that's part of my job. And that's, you know, one of the things I really like about, you know, running an office is that, you know, I am constantly looking at all of those and keeping up to date. I'm like watching YouTube videos every day on real estate and real estate trends. And it really does help us, you know where that next thing is going to be, you know, what, you know, whether it be video or a virtual staging, and making sure that, you know, we're using all those tools that are available.
So Keith, from the agent standpoint, how does the way she does things help you and the other agents achieve these great numbers?
Well, it helps us by staying, I'll say, current with the technology, as far as, like, you know, let's say a few years ago, doing AdWorks, you know, little pop-up stuff that 10 years ago didn't even exist. And now, you know, the social media marketing, all the different avenues that you can get your name out there, you know, some go by the wayside. They don't work like they did years ago, but Jackie is always on top of that. And we meet every week. We kind of go over marketing, what we're seeing. And if we see something, we can bring it into the meeting. And we kind of all go over that just to stay ahead of technology, essentially.
So as somebody who served our country from a military kind of standpoint, you would never go into a battle situation with all the right tools you need to get the job done. Same thing with this way of working. Same kind of thing.
That technology is constantly changing, and same with marketing a home or a property. It's always changing, and Jackie's really good at staying on the leading edge of that. And, you know, sometimes she'll come in and say, oh, I saw this and that, and we'll, like, roll our eyes, and then all of a sudden you start seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I knew she was right, you know, from the beginning.
Exactly. It is a thing. So I guess the reason we go into this is because when people are making a decision, it's not an easy decision. No. Let's face it, there's a lot of good people in the real estate business up here in our market, and so who do you choose? It's not easy, but these are some of the things that hopefully make choices easier for folks. Jackie Leonard, Keith Hansey with us here from Northwoods Community Realty. Star Splash is tomorrow. Let's back up first, though, before we talk about that. The holiday parade. What happened at the holiday parade?
Yeah, so we did the holiday parade. We did a Lego float, and it was awesome. I just can't, you know, speak well enough about that. You know, just the whole community coming together, and it's such a magical experience.
Kind of neat,
just
isn't it?
Having all of those windows decorated. That's my favorite part. And, you know, we decorate for the parade, and we did, the theme was like what you would get for presents, you know, and just Legos were one of the things that I remember as a kid. And so we did the Lego guy, and we had the Lego house, and gave out Lego sets, you know, in the crowd. It was
a popular float. Yeah.
It was very fun. We always have a great time.
And of course, wrapping up here this morning, Star Splash is here tomorrow. Keith, are you jumping?
No,
doggone it, you got to be out of town, don't you?
I remember one time I was sitting here and I got pressured into it by somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name any names.
Okay, yeah, never
no,
again.
Unfortunately, no, I'm not jumping tomorrow.
I'm surprised you even talked to me anymore, to be honest with you, after that.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Jackie, you're used to it. You start your day a lot of days jumping in cold water, don't you?
I'm still warming up from today. It was awful cold out there this morning. My husband was up at, he had an early appointment, so he was out there with the chainsaw because it's really been cold. So yeah. And no snow. So it's just, you know, he cut like 4 inches of ice this morning, and was chainsawing that open for me.
So there's going to be a hole cut in the water at Castaways tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm coming back to town tomorrow. I'm going to buy a whole bunch of raffle tickets, but I'll tell you what, I'm sold on that Wisco burger at Castaways. I'm going to have that thing all over my face and down the front of my shirt tomorrow, and I'll be buying some raffle tickets too, and I hope a lot of people are going to be there. Everything gets going at noon. Jumping starts at 2.
Correct, and we have way more raffle baskets than we have in the past, so if anybody just wants to come out and check those out, you know, there's it's a good crowd, but there's going to be so many baskets. You have a great chance of winning some great stuff.
Yeah, and be careful going on 86 over the bridge there. It's going to be packed out there. It's going to be a lot of traffic in that area tomorrow afternoon, too. So please be aware of that if you're just passing through Tomahawk. But, hey, if you're passing through, stop by and say hi at Castaways tomorrow for the Star Splash. Happy New Year to both of you. Much success going forward here in 2025, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that you get some more listings to talk about real soon.
That'd be great.
That sounds great.
Thank you both very much, Jeff. And we'll see you at the Star Splash tomorrow.